What's up, everybody? Welcome to Turn Order Warped, episode number 24. Holy cow, that's a lot of episodes. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Strimity Stram. How you doing, peeps?
How's it been 24?
Hi, buddy.
Good.
24 episodes, good buddy.
Is that
real? It is. It's flowing in, this show, man. 24 already? 24!
24 little shows.
Does anyone else see a red peachy under where I'm supposed to be?
I do, and somehow that's pretty hilarious. Why did that happen?
Is that a
he's
busted
very
video?
Red, and he's very.
You know what?
Me.
I was missing his character so much that I was like,
"Yeah, you just doubled him up."
I had to convert him. Yes,
I'm you know, very red.
Well, you know what? You know what actually happens? That's because Tuesday I buff your saturation up a little bit because you're normally
okay.
Like a little washed out on the stream.
So it's not called Tuesday Gray for nothing.
Yeah. So welcome to the stream. How's everybody doing? How are your weeks? How are they?
Good.
Are they good?
Yeah.
How's yours?
Too warm. It's horrific. Please kill me.
I'm actually quite chilly.
We did
right
that
now.
2 weeks ago.
I've got my hoodie on and you know.
Are you serious?
Got some Wendy's.
Are Wendy's the ones that do the square burgers?
Yes.
Yep.
Because that sounds genius. Like, yeah. why
would it makes a lot of sense, right? But then you realize that they use round buns.
Yeah, but then you get those little triangles of beef on the edges.
Wait, they don't even have square buns.
It gives you a better angle of attack when you're first trying to figure out where to first take the
bite. Oh, yeah, it does.
Like,
you're like, I want to get a little extra beef.
You know you got
bite.
A good burger if you have to figure it out for a second.
Yep.
So attack it.
I also kind of got some chili cheese nachos, so I'm going to just share these with you. Really
can we see those?
Oh, yes, I need some of that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, there's
just, literally just, they look like slop, but they taste amazing.
Yeah, there's goop all up in those gaps.
There's some cheesy goop there, yeah.
I am all about, well, okay, not the cheesy goops much, but I'm definitely a fan of goop.
I thought you were going to say you were
so before we continue on with the show, I feel like it's important that we mention that this is definitely a mature rating show. If that is not for you, that's fine, but you probably should never watch Fuzzy again.
What? I'm just you know, saying I like
Oh,
goop.
You know what, Fuzzy, you know what would be like a cool fundraiser thing? You should see, like, you people should try to, like, pay to force you not to use profanity.
I've done
or
that
a new angel.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm not sure.
Proper, it has to be like proper Fuzzy. You gotta put on like a librarian outfit like for the stream.
I would be down for that. I would absolutely be down for that.
That would be a serious challenge.
Well, you put Fuzzy in a librarian outfit, she's looking down those glasses and being even more sexual than normal.
Yeah, but she can't do it with her words.
With
she
the
can't
button,
do it with
the
your
button,
words.
Like, well, hello boys, how are you?
Yeah. See, you started her, she won't finish.
Oh, I always finish Peachy.
Yeah. She's a contestant on Mastermind.
Master something.
She's a host of Mastermind, rather. I've started, so I'll finish.
You're not sure that mature is the correct word after this? That's very true, Skyhardo. It's more of a path that we take on this show. We
you
venture.
Have to pass a psychological exam.
Yeah.
We're rated Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's called mature, but you know it isn't.
Sure. There's just nothing beyond that. Like, that's just where we're. There's no other plateaus.
I'd also like to point out that out of 82 people who voted, 95% of those people know that you put cereal in your fucking bowl first.
Yep.
And then you put the milk in.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have a fucking bowl?
You can't put the milk in first.
I know.
Then the cereal just kind of sits there.
It sits on top of the milk.
Yeah.
And then you put your spoon in.
And then when you
it
stir
ticks,
it.
And then and all the
cereal comes out because you put enough cereal in there to eat, right? I mean, if you're putting like two flakes in there, maybe you could put the milk in first.
Yeah. That's like pouring butter into the bowl and then adding popcorn. You know, it's like, what do you
reprobate puts the milk in first?
Charlie.
Well, yeah, who eats popcorn?
I'm just wondering. Sure
if you guys want to know who started this horrible, horrible conversation, it was in fact Charlie, the Tilla there in chat. If you want to go visit her and just berate her while she streams doing her work and stuff,
I may well.
Yeah, don't totally berate her. Just try and show her the ways of the serial
by
gods.
Berating her. Yes.
Yeah, we can just feel bad for her. How's that?
Sure. Speaking about feeling bad for, welcome to the show, everybody. I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that one.
Yeah. That's like a Bobby transition.
I thought you were going to lead into really the official stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
should feel sorry for Morris for sure. See, Zagaticus is more ready. I've had a long week. I've had a very long week. Yesterday was like a 16-hour day, so I'm pretty tired still. So welcome to the stream, everybody. This is the official stream of the What's Old is New RPG, as Iconicus has so eloquently said it. Words are tough. Words are tough. If you guys are curious about the role-playing game system that we use here, it's the What's Old is New RPG, and it is really great if you're looking for a system that allows for a lot of sandboxy kind of content. If you want to have like a very, very homebrew kind of setup for a campaign, whether it be the kind of setting that we're using, which is space opera, which is based on the NEW game. It's broken up into three games for what's old is new. You got old, now, and new. Old and new are currently out. They're released. NOW is being worked on right now. So that's going to be modern-based combat and stuff. And old is sort of like a fantasy-type medieval kind of setting. So if you're looking for that kind of game, I do highly recommend it. And that's not because we're the official stream for What's Old is New. We like the system. I mean, I'm definitely a fan of it, and I think it's really good for certain things.
And it's really good balance of mechanics and freedom of RP. So, yeah.
Gives you a lot of freedom. You really make some very different kinds of characters. Every time somebody makes a character, I feel like there's no template. You know, you're just making. You combine a bunch of things and your straight up actions and choices for how you choose different exploits and career paths are what determine your character's, I don't know, class? There is no real character class. It's just however you sort of make your character. So it's a very interesting and very free system. So you should check it out. But here today we're playing the NEW version of the What's Old is New RPG system, and we have been going now for 24 weeks. That's a long time. That's a long time. The characters have been doing a whole bunch of different stuff, and just recently they lost a member of their crew and had a new person that they've interacted with. So why don't we go around the room and let's do some introductions. Let's start off and go ahead and meet the crew and guest for right now, I guess. Let's go around the room. Let's meet everybody. Let's start off with Mr. Iron Chef Bobby Flail, please.
Hello, everybody. I'm Iron Chef Bobby Flail here on Twitch. I'm addicted to Fallout 4, so if you want to watch me, drop by my channel for some of that. Here, though, I play Felix, the feeling Deadeye pilot. Picture like a space Khajiit with a slight drug problem and who has a tolerance for nothing. So we should have some fun today. I'm curious to see what old Ben Kenobi will do today. And I'm just ready to play. Let's do it.
Nice. Fozzie?
Hello, I'm Fuzzy Freaks. I do fuzzy things over on twitch.tv/fuzzyfreaks. I'm currently horribly addicted to 7 Days to Die because I enjoy getting murdered by zombies a lot and building walls. Huge amounts of walls. That's pretty much all I've done is like dig rock, build walls, make spikes, upgrade walls, dig more rocks. My life is hitting things with other things. Occasionally those things are zombies though, and that's fun. It's great. I love it. I'm weird, but hi. And I play Lunk the Space Ogre, and she's a chef, and she also punches people's heads off, which is good, yeah.
And it's usually pretty helpful for the group, for sure.
Yeah, Lunk Smash, Lunk Smash, Lunk Smash good.
Tuesday.
So I'm the one that enthusiastically encourages Lunk to punch people's heads off. My name is Tuesday Gray. You can find me at /Tuesday Gray in all the internet places, but I can't punch anyone's head off because I'm a tiny little space elf pseudo-medic hacker that is having a blast in space and is very much hoping to potentially deprive people of this wonderful ship. Over to you, Z-Cats.
Hey. Hey everybody, it's me, it's Garkus. I play Hawk, who is an android who likes to also likes to shoot people, also chop them with his large axe, or just like chop them in half by squeezing them with his arms, which is always fun. I love the new system, like we said, and I was just reading OLD the other day and oh man, it's so good. Like, I started reading it and I got to just the foreword and I was like, oh my god, I want to play. And then I kept getting further in, and I was reading through the character, like, careers and stuff. I was like, all right, here's how I'm going to build a character. Oh, wait, I'm not in the game. God damn it. And then I got to the spells part, and I was like, oh my God, I can... So yeah, I got a bit carried away. So make sure you check out both NEW and OLD if you like awesome RP systems. And make sure you hang around here if you love awesome RP shows.
Peachy.
Hey, I'm Peachy Pixelate. I am currently playing Sterling Rhapsody. We haven't had a chance really to see what he's about. I think you can guess, but you know, we don't know. We don't know. And I haven't gotten to do any of the cool stuff I picked when I built my character. It is super fun making a character, actually. I forgot how fun it was, because there have been ages since we'd done our characters. We were, like, in the game, and then I got to make it again, and it was like, oh, I can pick all these things. Oh, no, I can't, because Whack will just kill me again. I'm contractually obliged to be here.
There's no contract.
You wish!
What? I love that because you're wearing your gunners this week that you actually you're getting a reflection chroma key out of them, so there's just a black hole that's like floating around.
Terrifying.
It's floating around in like your eyeball.
That is actually terrifying.
That's pretty
good.
Speaking
great. Of terrifying.
What's my work.
Yeah, welcome to the stream, everybody. I'm Wax Steven. I'm the DM of Doom. I will be dragging these guys kicking and screaming through the adventure today. And if you guys like what I do here, you can follow me here on Twitch.tv/WaxSteven and on Twitter at WaxSteven there. So let's hop into things. The characters last week were sort of dealing with a loss. They lost a crew member by the name of Arthur. And, they were boarding a ship called the Merry Hind. The Merry Hind was apparently taken over by, members of the Bloody Nine pirates, space pirates. And, their captain for the Merry Hind was killed, right in front of them as he tried to save Glix from... getting killed, beat down, and just completely destroyed. He got his head blown off for it. Wasn't good. Arthur tried to valiantly make his way across to also try and help Glix from getting killed. He was also sacrificed so that Glix could survive.
Not worth it, in my opinion. Okay.
And... the crew, obviously enraged by this incident, boarded the ship and is currently now trying to deal with these pirates. They've come across a few of them so far, and when we last left them, they were about to enter the aft section of the ship. And I think that's where we left off. So yeah, you guys were about to sort of like breach the door area here. But you found that the door would not open. What do you do?
Oh. That was anticlimactic. I pushed the open button again.
Lung. Help open?
No, I think this takes more delicate hands.
Perhaps someone hack this thing.
Let's try.
Felix could rewire it.
So I'm currently in the room, sort of hurled over in the corner. What was the status track? That every time I reload the page, it deletes the status track.
What was your status track?
Yeah, it deleted it. I had it in there 100%. Every time I click back in, the status tracks always clear out. I think it was the liver thing. I think it was causing issues. I just can't remember what this specific track was.
Pain or something, wasn't it?
Was that what it was? Was it pain?
Oh yeah, my status check cleared as well.
Well, that's a bummer. That's so weird because they're still just variables. I don't understand why they get deleted.
I remember Mamers, though. I was singed.
I actually don't remember. I want to say that it was... It was probably... it was probably nausea, and I think you were at... I think you were at, was it nausea?
The second I went to go talk, my dog barked.
Yeah, Rex disagrees.
Yeah, I don't. All I know is that it was, if it was basic nausea, all I know is that it was crippling enough for me to have to stay in this room, because I was like, I'm sitting down in the corner with my pistol, and you guys were moving on without me.
We had to prop you down there. And...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were you were getting. So okay, so
Exerted himself too much in his liver.
Exhaustion?
Playing up, right?
Yeah, it was actually... yeah, I forgot about that. So, yeah, it is... You are currently... No, I wasn't tired. Pain. I think it was pain.
It was pain?
Yeah,
okay.
You're... I would say that you're at severe level... of pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick, write it down.
So that's painful. That's a minus 2d6.
So this is the engine room through here, I believe. Didn't one of the crew say there was an area above here?
Oh, Sky Hardo says it was something that was making you move at half speed.
It slowed down too, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what they said was above here, but how are we gonna get through this door? There's no, like, there's nothing for me to interact with here. I can't hack into a system that doesn't have a screen.
What's the door made of, Wack?
Metal.
Yeah, what? Because Hawk's made of metal too, but it's super. Can I tell? I want to know if I can cut through this.
Give me a logic check.
Plus your metallurgy.
plus your metal. I really wish I had metallurgy now. Oh, what's that? That's a shit. I'm not used to having such low logic on a
Yeah,
character.
So it's actually mobility, Felix. Yeah, it's slowed, and it's a minus 1d6.
Slowed?
Yeah.
Okay, so keep the pain as well, or no pain?
Yeah, it's gonna be both.
Okay, that's cool.
It's pretty bad.
So moderate slowed and...
And put it at moderate pain, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it's gonna be soreness and slowed. Okie doke. So what'd you get?
8.
Wow, it's actually not showing the number on the. It. What?
Ooh. That's my line.
I was like, uh oh.
Oh yeah, it doesn't show you the result.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try and refresh roll 20. Yeah, what the fuck is it? Is that happening for you too, guys, or is that just me?
I might. Yes, I do see the 8.
Yeah, I see the 8 as well.
Yeah, that's not working. Okay, good. I gotta just restart Firefox. This is going great. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Everything's sorry.
Was there an update today or something? Like, just screwed everything.
I don't know, man.
Windows did update a couple of days ago, and I was so afraid. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I always set aside 1 to 2 hours after a Windows update, just check everything.
Well, the thing that kills me too is like I have it set to not update, but then it does this thing where it's like shut down and update or update and restart, no other option. And you're like, great, there goes my
time. I don't
time.
Want any of those things.
Oh, on Tuesday, you know what you can do? You can
pull the plug?
No, change the registry. No, you can edit the registry to, you can change something in the settings to make it treat your connection as a metered connection. Because then it will automatic updates. You have to manually.
Okay, so it's a regedit thing. Okay, I'll look this
I
up.
I think it's a, basically you just need, you basically tell Windows that it's like, no, this is a metered connection.
Oh. Good advice. I'll try this because it's as a caster, it's a very scary thing to suddenly have a Windows.
Yes, I got massively screwed by the anniversary update. So.
You did. I did. I remember a bunch of us were hosed.
The anniversary update. It was called the Creators Update, and every creator I know got fucked.
Yeah, totally.
How do you think it got the name? So, as far as the metal goes. It's metal, dude.
Okay. I'm going to hold my hand up to it, and I'm going to use my mind to try and wrench the door open.
Wow. And how are you going to do that?
Damn.
I'm going to use telekinesis.
Ooh, pretty sweet. You want to explain how telekinesis works for everybody?
I can move stuff with my mind. It's all my character can do. I picked everything that got me telekinesis.
So is that a psionic power?
It is. It is.
You're
a psionic power.
You want to read what it does?
I'm a Star Knight. So I have, I can tap into, I can tap into the Schwartz. What's it called? Is it just called the Psy?
It's called psionics. You have psionics.
Okay. I can tap into this energy that permeates stuff.
It surrounds us as well.
Nothing to do with midichlorians. Nor does the Force.
Do you want to read the actual exploit for people?
I mean, I've got one screen, so no, I don't want to do that.
Oh, it's not an exploit. Son of a bitch. I only have to have like 12 goddamn things open.
It's a skill. I have a skill and an exploit. So my exploit, I can, without having to roll, I can just move small objects. I can call, so it's called summon, the one you're thinking of. I can telekinetically call small or smaller objects within 10 feet. Is it 10 feet? To your hand using two actions.
Okay.
If it's held by someone, it requires an opposed Psy versus Strength check.
So what I'd like for you to do then is to roll me telekinesis plus your psionics.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also very old.
Congratulations.
Do you fart from the strain or pee yourself from the strain or something?
Once per day. Once per day, when rolling a dice pool, I can declare it to be a careful dice pool, and any ones that I roll, I can re-roll. Can you see why I picked this? So this is going to be a careful roll.
Okay, so you get to re-roll one of those dice. You got a 23.
What the fuck? This happened to me the other day.
So Peachy. So you have to keep that no matter what, because you only got to do it once.
Okay.
Yeah, that says it. It says
it. Let me just check. It's not broken.
Yeah, isn't it? Re-roll.
So what just happened for the podcast listeners is Sterling, played by Peachy, rolled a 6, 5, 1, 3, 5, and a 3. So he re-rolled the 1 because he's got the old exploit or trait, and he got a 1. And then he tried to just do it again just because he's Peachy, and he got another 1. So it's pretty good. Okay.
For the podcast listeners, I'm very handsome, so it's okay.
So a 23. A 23. You guys can hear the sounds of metal grinding, like... And... That's it.
It seems that... this is a tough door.
Yeah. Did you feel it move at all?
He don't move. He point at it and it go E.
Well, did you energetically feel it move at all?
It barely shifted, Glix.
We need Felix. We need. All right. Let me see. Let me see what I can do.
Look at Flippy.
Is the door still open? Because it's like just right here. I probably can hear this, right?
Yeah, you're probably standing right next to
Glix.
I'm sitting in the corner. But if I hear all this going on,
Felix, don't get up. Don't get up. Just let me take a look at you here. How you feeling now?
Not good.
Well, like, are you gonna throw up?
I honestly can never tell if I'm gonna throw up or not.
Okay.
Felix, have you tried taking a few deep breaths and just feeling better?
No. It doesn't
really work like that.
Why don't you try that now?
It's not working, Hawk.
Okay, yeah.
I guess it was worth a shot then.
Sure, it sure was.
You guys need my help.
Well, we do, but let me... Hey, Hawk, can you help me? Can you help me? I think he's probably going to be a little dizzy too. We're going to have to support him if we want him to do this.
I could just try and do it, but... I think Felix is better at it.
She could just lift me up.
Well, he may not be better when he's feeling so badly.
I kind of just put my arms up like a little kid waiting to get picked up.
With your naked little
Yeah, I'm just like sitting down, just kind of shoot my arms
absolutely
up.
Absolutely, just sort of pick him up and just hold him in front of the door.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna. Computers, is it? Pad or is it?
It's a pad. It's just a straight up like number pad kind of lock. So
I don't know what I can do with this, and I'm gonna do a roll anyway, but I'm gonna just tap a couple buttons and see if I can get it right, just luck into it.
Okay, so this is just like a straight up, I feel like this is intuition as opposed to logic. Okay. So yeah, give me an intuition roll, and you can add your...
Is there even anything
to
that?
You're doing it, intuition plus, let me take a look at your skills.
Would you let me just roll my luck pool? Because I'm just taking a random stab at this keypad.
Yeah, I mean, it's straight up, it's basically just luck. Yeah, go for it. You literally put those numbers in. 2, 2, 1, 1.
That doesn't work. And then I go 1, 2, 3, 4. This is seriously locked, guys.
But Bobby, yeah. I mean, do you think you could like try to pull the panel off and we can like rewire it or
probably, yeah. Something. Hawk, do you wanna rip that thing out?
Perhaps there is another way around, and I point at the Jeff tubes.
Oh. Oh, hey.
I think that takes us to the area above the engine room that was mentioned by one of the crew. It may be a good position for people with ranged weaponry.
Oh. Well, can we get in there? And I kind of look around. I'm like, I guess I could get in there.
Does it have a little button to push to open the...
Yeah, you'd have to climb up the ladder, but there's definitely like an access.
How big are these doors? Tube, you know,
person sized. I mean, you could squeeze.
Are they Ogron sized then?
Yeah, they're not Ogron sized. You have to squeeze through, but you could get through.
Slunk looks deeply unhappy about this. You want Slunk go first?
Maybe I better go first in case there are any weak spots.
Yeah, want to put me down first there, Lunk? Gonna be hard to carry me up there.
There I go.
Can I assume Lunk just lays me on the floor at the foot of the ladder?
Yeah, I just put you down then.
Can you put me back?
maybe.
Up there?
Oh, yeah. No, he needs to be in that corner so that he can be positioned to fight if somebody comes in.
Oh, okay. Bonk. Very gently put you down, like, incredibly carefully, and just, like, tuck your cloak around you and pat you on the head gently. There you go.
Well, good luck with the door. I'll be here if you need me.
Yeah.
And I kind of close my eyes and not sleeping, but I'm just resting.
Okay. So who's going up the tubes?
Guys, I think I better go first. I think I'm the smallest.
Yeah, but if bad man's there, then Flippy might, no, Squishy might get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Lung, go first. Lung, yeah, Lung, go first.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
More like small spaces, but Lung, go first. Look after Squishy.
These tubes were designed for people.
Yeah, but is small and Lunk is big and squishy, no like. But go, and I'll start climbing things.
You've already been through one of these tubes, you know that, right?
Lunk might not remember that.
True, that is very true.
It's a different ship. She may not remember this.
It's the same ship.
Oh, she was on it in the ship. Okay. Okay, I'm following you, Lunk, up.
Okay. Lunk, which tube are you taking?
Left.
Port it is. Okay. Yeah, so you hit the panel at the top of the ladder and... this is going to move you here. And when you head through the tube, you can see a slightly larger bunk area than what you would expect on a ship like this. You're muted.
Lunk will take a cursory glance under the mattress in case there's, like, valuables or anything.
So it's actually a pretty tightly run ship. Like, there's the beds are, like, made, like, to the point where you can bounce a quarter off of them, and they're like very tightly packed. The pillows are all, like, neat and tidy. There's no mess anywhere.
Not anymore. Mattress up. Anything under it?
Nope.
It
actually
is just a load of quarters there for some reason.
You lift up the top bunk. There's two bunks there. It's just like a bunk bed scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Lunk, right. Do you see anything?
Nah.
Nothing, huh?
Okay. Lunk, look. There. Is this a door
on the other side? Yes.
I will ready my fist and open the door.
Okay. The door opens without any problems. It's another bunk area.
I've been listening out for them to go through the Jeff tube. And obviously I can't hear anything because I'm deaf as anything, as we proved last episode. And I just burst out of the tube. Element of surprise.
Hey, we still don't know you very well. That's not a great idea. I do have a blaster.
Yeah, Lung nearly smash.
What did you think was in here?
Bad man's.
Lunk, do you see anything in that room?
Man's.
There's a man in there?
Old man's.
Only me.
Okay. All right. Well, let's keep going. I'm kind of freaked out here.
Yeah.
Wish Felix right. and Hawk with us.
I'm gonna sort of open the door on the right hand side here again, fist ready for action.
Sure.
I'm going to, for the record, be crouched.
Okay. No problem.
Over here.
For the record, I'm gonna be pointing the door to the way we want to go is.
I'm gonna check the door on the other side.
Okay, sure.
And I'm gonna check the next. Nah.
Okay.
Beds.
Right. Okay.
Next to.
Nothing?
Okay. This way, then. Okay, I'm going to come back down the corridor and attempt to open the door there.
Okay.
Congratulations on finding the sleeping chambers.
Badmans might be in there, or cred sticks.
I believe they might be below us through this door.
Yeah, but is good at hidings and no one badmans behind.
Whoa.
Are you the tactical officer?
Well, she is right now because Hawk can't get up here.
I understand why.
Lung, cook, and smash.
Yeah, she knows which order to put ingredients in, so she can. Okay, let's just. We ready?
Yeah. Boop, boop.
Okay, Lung just mashes the control panel. yeah. And this one opens.
Shroom. Oh.
Shroom. See another door ahead of you.
Blip. Ba-dunk.
So this one also opens.
See anything yet, Lunk?
And as it opens, you see like a small sort of like catwalk area. That appears to be over a sort of corridor of sorts, like a small hallway down below. It appears to have like a ladder just sort of like leading down. This gray thing on the side here is some kind of like probably like a storage unit of some kind.
Oh, squishy, tink can opens the door down there.
Oh, I could try.
Oh, go, do ting.
Okay.
Don't come to, and I'll head down the ladder.
Okay. Dunk. Okay, yeah. So you guys... Lunk
ideas.
Hey, maybe we should check that container for weapons.
Duh.
Can I lift the lid of the container? Is it heavy?
So it's probably just like a cabinet kind of setup. Like it's probably just got some sliding doors on it. You can see that the doors are actually opened already, and it appears that there's nothing inside. It is quite clearly a sort of armory, but it's empty.
It appears all the weapons have been procured.
Oh boy, now I really wish Hawk and Felix were here.
Open door!
Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys are back down, let me move you over here. Okay, so Glix, are you trying to open the door?
Yeah, what do I see?
Okay, so again, you see a sort of like number pad kind of panel. It looks like the lock has been enabled from this side on these two doors.
Dang. Okay, so yeah, I remember that woman had disabled the locks, but this one's been re-enabled, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pressing buttons. Oh, guys, the lock is re-enabled. The lock's enabled. Man. I don't know how we're gonna get in here. It's just a number pad.
Does it have like a little lock icon on it or anything?
Yeah, like a straight up. Yeah, definitely.
I'm just gonna hit the red lock icon. Is boop, boop.
And it just keeps like showing like enter password.
Boop.
Enter password.
Boop.
Enter password.
Damn it!
I'm just gonna grab the doors and try and pull them apart. Just.
Okay. So these are definitely like blast doors, and it's going to be super, super difficult. Go ahead and roll me a strength check.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can't get a, and you can't get a grip on them, basically. Like, you can't get, like, any, you can't get your fingers in between the door to, like, get you to be able to pull anything. It's just you sliding your hands on the surface.
I don't know how we're going to get in here, guys. I don't have any of my hacking equipment. Even if I did, there's not an interface to work with.
Lung's going to just punch the fucking keypad as hard as she can.
Yeah, we could shoot the keypad.
Don't help! Both!
Do you have communication devices with your friends?
I do not. Lung does.
I've just punched the keypad incredibly hard.
Okay. Yeah, go for it. Give me your brawling, please. Your attack, your brawling attack.
Just the... Wait, hang on.
You should
just
have it noted already for what the full attack is.
All right, so that would be... Where did I put brawling?
It's under the attack section.
Should be just your unarmed attack.
Oh, yeah, 5d6. Right, okay, there we go, 5d6. Yeah, sorry, I had a moment. Boosh.
17. Okay, yeah. The panel is definitely smashed.
I'm just going to turn and look expectantly at the door.
Well, maybe try pushing it apart now.
Oh, okay, I'm going to sort of like... scrabble madly at the
sure,
panel.
Go for it. Give me another strength check. A 14.
Can I help her with my telekinesis? Preferably without her knowing.
Sure. Let's see how we can do that here. I forget what the rule is on the helping. I don't think you can. Help, help, help. I don't think you actually get to help her with the rolls. So you can roll me your telekinesis and we'll see what happens here. 22. So you and Lunk try to pull this apart. And you're like sweating. Yeah, Sterling, you're just like sweating profusely.
Glex can probably see me vibrating off to the side.
Yeah, and your face is like starting to turn red. The door does not open.
Nothing? Nothing at all? Okay. What did Felix do? Maybe we can.
Hello. Hello. Yes, Lunk.
Try open door. Lunk, try open door too.
I believe there is a airlock system with two doors.
What?
Maybe Hawk can go see that woman and see if she can help us again. You know, the nice lady who disabled the locks. I think she went to the cockpit.
Yeah.
I don't think we have comms with her, though.
You can probably establish a comms with the ship. I mean, with the datapad.
Ooh.
I mean, basically, it's like old-timey FM kind of radios. Yeah. You know, like you hit seek. It's like,
or is it like searching for like a
yeah,
Wi-Fi
it's
hotspot?
Yeah, it's searching for like a signal, basically.
CQ.
So yeah, you definitely like hit the button on your comms scanner. Basically on your thing, and you probably just see like Mary Hind. Do you wish to connect?
Guys, I might be able to. Oh, Okay, yeah, here's Mary Hine. Okay, I'm gonna try this. Maybe if she's in the cockpit, she should be able to control. Okay, so I'm gonna try and contact the, I think she was number two, basically.
The XO, executive officer.
Yeah, the XO, yep. Okay, yeah, so basically you hit your comms, and it's like you're sort of making a call to the ship. You hit the button, and it's just kind of like, and
did it escape?
Yeah, exactly. And you'll just get like a fucking like a voice activation saying, "This is Mary Hind. This is Mary Hind, executive officer Merrily.
Merrily. I'm trying to.
Who is this?
It's Glix. I can't speak up anymore. Look, we're having trouble. I know you disabled the locks, but we can't get in. Here, if I patch you my location, can you see if you can get this door open? Can you disable the locks?
I can try.
Please try. This is urgent. One of our crew is not feeling very well. He's really sick. Please hurry.
And you can hear her, like, you can hear her sort of, like, off from the communicator, like, clacking away. She says, "It's no good. They've locked me out."
Merrily, what can you tell anything about, what room is that? What's even in there?
From where your current position is on the ship? Well... She said, "The engine room is in the back."
Okay. Oh. Lunk, can you ask Ock what he can tell? If there are life signs behind this door?
Boop, 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 boop. Clanky?
Yes, Lunk.
Glix want to know if there are life signs behind this door. Please.
Okay.
This is information that you display. That you've already had.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yes.
There are
a lot of people.
There's a bunch of life signs back there. Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably all like bundled up and close together, so it's hard to tell. Yeah. Yes, Lunk, there are many.
All right. Well, they've not moved off.
Yeah, many life sign behind door.
Oh boy. Okay.
Do you want Felix and I to come to you?
Well, I don't know how you'll fit.
He's already been through one.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, come on up here. We gotta see if we can, you know what? Maybe we can pull the panel off and do some rewiring. We gotta get in here, but
I'm just worried about leaving Felix alone. If his condition worsens while no one is here, he could.
Just make sure he's alert and make sure he's got his blasters at the ready. That's all we can do. 12 cinder blocks, man. 12 cinder blocks.
From the other room. 12 cinder blocks. Yeah, just saying it to myself. I didn't hear you say it.
I go into Felix. Felix, do you have your communicator?
I just look down at my shoulder and it's right there and I just tap it a bunch. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, I want you to do exactly that if you're in trouble.
I just nod.
Okay. I really don't want to leave you.
I'll be fine. You go on. Look, I'll be good. I'll do this. And I'm gonna kind of grab my invisibility cloak and turn it around in front. And I'm gonna hide completely under it. Flip it on, and then I just vanish into the corner.
That's a neat trick. Okay, stay safe. I'm gonna like full speed up the ladders, and then across, and then down to the other side, I guess. Excuse me, Lunk. Thank you.
Oh, that quick.
I'm quite agile for my size.
And
Hawk, Lunks mostly got us access to the guts, if you will. Can you try to rewire this? Merrily can't get it open.
It'll be tough, but I'll try.
And I'm just gonna, reach in and grab like the power wires, and then just try and like short circuit the locking mechanism.
I'm over his shoulder, like kind of backseating. Like, remember what Felix did? And he put the blue one. With
I know.
The red one.
I know.
He rerouted.
Look at what I'm doing.
And I'm just kind of, I can't see over.
The best part is, the best part is that you've climbed onto his back. That's like the worst back seating imaginable, right? You've literally climbed onto someone's back.
And peering over someone. Oh, yeah, that one. That one, Hawk.
That's the way that I feel every time I have a client come in at work that like wants that asks me like, "Oh, can I just stay here to you know, tell you like how I want like."
That's not really how this works.
Yeah, that costs extra. That doubles the price.
You should have a soundboard like nearby and have the Billy Connolly "Fuck off" there, so you can just press it.
I'll pretend like I know who that is. Anyway. So, yeah. Give me a logic plus your electronics, please.
Okay, it's a 4d6. And I get a 16.
Okay, a 16 is just barely enough. So basically while you're like looking over your shoulder, trying to sort of like shut Glicks up, you like accidentally like plug in the right thing. Like it's just like, and you definitely feel like the shock, like as you're holding on to him, Glicks, cause the electricity like sort of runs through his body for a second. Like it's like, you know.
Like, and I leap backwards. Oh, ow!
Sorry, Glicks. That's just my electrifying personality.
Oh, I'm gonna duck and pull my pistol out.
Okay.
Good job, Hawk.
Yes.
I assume we're doing this because you want quick access back to Felix.
So these doors are actually now open, like they're not closing.
I like to imagine that Glix's wig is doing the static thing now.
Yeah.
I feel like she's probably got like several strands that are sort of like doing
I'm
that.
Totally just there like.
Okay, so what's the plan, guys?
All right. We've secured quick access back to Felix and obviously quick access for any hostages to retreat. So, next thing is making our way to the engine room. And I'm assuming that's the direction of all the life forms is towards the aft of the ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got to keep heading this way.
From what you saw on the schematic, Hawk. The ship has like two large nacelles and like cargo bays, and there's like basically, you know, there's a nacelle area to the port and the starboard side, jutting off from the central portion of the ship here.
I would guess that we perhaps have pirates and potential hostages in three different locations.
It's actually not the case. On your medical scanner, military scanner, you see that that everyone is sort of grouped up in here.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So we don't have the left and right side's empty. Sweet. Yeah.
No. Now that I'm looking with my scanner, the cells to the side appear to be empty of life forms. We know. They're right there.
I just point at the wall.
See? Maybe. Well, you can't.
Okay. But
imagine you can see lots of red blobs right there.
Okay, what are we going to do about the red blobs?
Flash!
I can't tell which are the good red blobs and which are the bad red blobs.
Could ask them?
We can probably tell when we unblob them.
Yeah, good point. Let's do that.
Okay.
Can you tell which way they're facing?
No, I can only tell their location. And the location is that way.
I want to look around the corner. Is this a door into the same place?
Is there a door there? There's definitely not a door into the same... this door looks like it probably is leading into the same one as this one.
It's like that room we went into earlier.
There's definitely probably also like a straight up like classification for this room. It's quite clearly a medical bay.
Oh, this says medical bay. Should I go get... No, we should clear the room first and then I can get Felix.
Yeah, everyone, he's in no condition to fight.
Take up assault positions, please. Lunk, get ready to smash.
Okay.
Perhaps someone should take the other door.
Lunk, go to the other door and get ready to smash. It's over there. Okay. On three. One, two...
I would like to listen to when the door opens again.
Three.
I push the open button.
Sure. The door opens and reveals to you
an empty medical bay. I swoop in tactically, shook gun first round, and then
Lung just kind of stomps in.
About 30 seconds later, I burst in. The surprise.
Clear. Lunk.
Yeah?
You keep an eye here. I'm going to get Felix.
And I run back through the doors.
Okay. Coming back, Felix is actually invisible to your eyes.
I probably would have shifted like 2 feet to one side. Like, just to the left, just a little bit, so I'm not in the exact same spot.
So what you're saying is you put your feet up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Felix, it's me, Hawk.
As if that's not obvious.
Oh, I didn't see you there, buddy.
We found the medical bay. I would like to escort you there.
Sure. I turn off the cloak and throw it off my shoulder, and I do put my arms up in the air. Yeah. As if I don't want to carry my support myself whatsoever.
Yeah. I pick you up and I hold you that way, where let me hold a cat like that.
Long
and
cat.
You're gonna just lie on their back.
Yeah, and I'm completely limp, so it's like there's no muscles in my whole body. It's just like holding onto a wet noodle.
Yeah. Carry you back into the medical bay. As I pass through these doors,
it clicks. Could you come to this medical bay? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not a bed. Is it like a fold-down bed on one of the walls or something? Or like
no, that is a Metagel tank. This is like a quite a different ship than the one that you guys have. They actually have like multiple different areas for medical procedures. Like this is straight up like a Metagel kind of location, like prepping people to get into one of these tanks. But they have other like medical areas, you know, like probably an area for surgery, probably like a general recuperation kind of area. This is a much bigger ship with a bigger crew, so they need to sort of have different specializations.
Looking around, do I notice any medical scanning equipment? Is there a medical scanner in here?
So specifically, looking around for that kind of thing, give me a luck roll, please. Just your luck pool. Let's see what you're dealing with here. See how lucky you are. Nope.
Yeah. There's really not a lot we can do for Felix in here. I mean, he doesn't need to go in the tank. I think it's his liver, guys.
How serious do you assess it to be, Glix?
I can't really do much of an assessment. I don't have my scanner with me.
You have a medical opinion. Based on experience and knowledge.
My medical opinion is that we need to get him back to the ship, and I need to be able to scan him. Or if we can find a scanner on board here, because surely this can't be their only medical bay. It's basically just a metagel tank. This looks like a prep room.
Does this have like a med bay C or med bay 2 thing on the
walls? It does, actually. It would say, it would just say med bay metagel tank. That's all.
It looks like they have specific areas for different medical equipment. This appears to be specifically for the tank, which I don't think is useful.
This, I'm afraid, will not help Felix.
Did the doctors give you any specific medication to help with his liver?
Yeah, it was short term, though. We gave it to him.
Well...
Is tried kissing it better?
I wish that would work.
Have you tried meditation?
Perhaps you should try, Lunk.
Let's set Felix up in here now.
Yeah, I put Felix in this corner over here, this corner chair. So he's comfortable.
Here's a nice chair for you, Felix.
This is a pretty nice chair. I kind of curl up into it.
Half of Felix's body is invisible.
Yeah, you just—it's pretty much just my head at this point. Yep. I still have the cloak like on the front of me. I just gotta rotate it around on my neck, on my shoulders.
I feel like Lunk probably doesn't get used to that no matter what. Like it's, you freak her out every time.
Yeah.
Like, you probably explained the cloak to her now like 50 times, but it's just...
It still scares her.
Not scares, but it just deeply concerns me. It's just like, that.
This is a magical cloak, Lunk. It runs on feeling, hopes, and dreams.
Oh!
That's why it'll never work for you. Oh. And then I drop my head down underneath the hood. Underneath the thing and go back invisible. Actually, no, I throw the hood up because there's a hood on it. So I just take the hood in front of me and just kind of throw it up over the front of my face. Yeah. And I just disappear.
Hopes and dreams, Lunk.
Oh.
It's the name of the episode, Hopes and Dreams, Lunk.
I didn't realize Freelance had any of that left.
They not?
Okay. We should continue.
Sterling, look. I'm not sure what that jab was, but that's our captain you're talking about. Anyway, Hawk, what do we do?
I'm just looking really confused at you.
We continue forward. Hopefully we can find another medical area or some of the crew can pick Felix up on their way back and take them there. For now, we get ready to move forward. We're ready to fight.
Smash! Right. Yeah.
Definitely smash, Lunk. Definitely smash.
I'll push the open button for this lower door here.
Okay. The door opens.
Move in. Go, Lunk.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lunk runs forward. Lunk, as you do, you can hear this sort of like kind of sound, and that's where we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Booby straps. I didn't need that leg anyway. It's fine.
We'll be right back, everybody. Back in 5 minutes. Stay tuned for some more Turn Order Warped episode number 24. Back in just a little bit. Stay tuned, everybody.